the Bible school established. One of the reasons the General Conference asked Ellen White and her son to go to Australia was the need there for a school to train the youth in their homeland. The principal item of business at the Australian Conference session that was held immediately after their arrival in Melbourne was the establishment of such a school. Provision was made for a committee to find a location, to which members representing Australia and New Zealand were named. The next step was the securing of support from the believers in New Zealand, a conference with a membership about two-thirds that of Australia. This was accomplished at the session of the New Zealand Conference held in Napier, April 1-14, 1892. Now it was time to move forward with the development of plans and to devise means of financial support. Unfortunately, Australia was moving into an economic depression. Not all believers saw the need of a school. Nevertheless, they took the first steps in deciding where the school should be located. Some argued for Sydney, others for Melbourne. Mrs. White favored the latter. Work had to begin in rented buildings. As the choice of a location narrowed down to Melbourne, it seemed that the area known as North Fitzroy, about 2 miles, 3 kilometers, from the publishing house, would serve best. There they found a complex consisting of 4 buildings, 2 of which were available, and the rent was within reason. On either side of the buildings was open land. School opened on August 24, 1892, with an enrollment of 25 students. What was not made public generally was how, in the face of adverse financial circumstances and the indifference on the part of many, the school actually got underway. Ellen White was to refer to it some months later. In a letter to Harmon Lindsay, treasurer of the General Conference, she said, "Last winter, when we saw that we must have a school to meet the demands of the cause, we were put to our wits' ends to know where we should obtain the funds." Ellen White tells of expenses. Some thought it could not be done, yet we knew that it must be started in 1892. Some thought all that could be done was to hold a short institute for the ministers. We knew that there were many youth who needed the advantages of the school. While we were in such deep perplexity as to how we should be able to make a beginning, the same plan was suggested to Willie's mind that was suggested to mine, and that, on the same night. In the morning when he came to tell me his plan, I asked him to wait until I told him mine, which was that we use the royalty of the foreign books sold in America. Although in pain, my mind was exercised over this matter, and I prayed earnestly to the Lord for light, and it came. You know that I could not well use the money that is set apart for other purposes. Of the royalty above referred to, I invested $1,000 to be used when most needed. But $500 must be used as a fund to bring to the school students who cannot and will not come unless they have help. Willie said that, with this statement to place before the board, we shall have their influence to sustain us. Thus our school was begun.